This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
Parking is the most common land use in any city. There's more space devoted to parking than to the footprint of offices or housing.
So why is it sometimes so hard to find a parking space when we need one?
It's some of the most valuable land on earth, and we give it away free and expect things to work out well, but they don't. We have expensive housing for people, and we have free parking for cars, so I think we have our priorities exactly the wrong way around.
UCLA professor of urban planning Donald Shoup is the author of The High Price of Free Parking. He says streetside parking is far too often undervalued, so the best solution to a seeming shortage of parking spaces is not to build more, but to charge more.
The common view of the solution is to build more off-street parking, but the faster and more sensible way to do it is to charge the right price for the curb parking, which is the lowest price you can charge and still have one or two vacant spaces on every block, so that nobody will drive around hunting for a curb parking space because they'll see one on every block where they drive.
What's the right price? That will vary by time and location, Shoup says, and the best way to find it is good old trial and error.
If all the spaces are full, you have to nudge the price up a bit. And if half the spaces are empty, you nudge it down until you get the right price. And that price will be different at different hours of the day. It'll be just treating parking like we treat just about everything else.
In other words, let free market economics do their thing, which will usually mean that curbside parking rates will be equal to or higher than any nearby parking garages.
Most people would prefer to park on the street right in front of where they're going instead of pulling into a parking garage and either going underground or winding up several levels. So the curb park is more desirable than the off-street parking. Therefore, in order to get one or two vacant spaces on every block, the curb parking price would probably have to be higher than the adjacent off-street parking. If it's lower, it'll all be full.
When that approach prevails, Shoup says, local governments can eliminate something that their residents and visitors really hate: parking tickets.
Tickets are a very unpopular source of government revenue, and they're caused by the way we mismanage curb parking. In cities that are doing things right now, they've eliminated the time limits at curb spaces and just let the prices achieve the vacancy rate that they want. People are very relieved to find out that they can park for as long as they're willing to pay.
Proper pricing of parking is more than just good business for nearby merchants, Shoup says. It's also good environmental policy, because studies have repeatedly found that an enormous amount of fuel is used, essentially wasted, in driving around looking for that elusive on-street parking space.
In downtown areas, about 30% of the cars on the street were hunting for parking space, and it took about 8 minutes to find a space. This is unwanted travel, and it adds to air pollution and traffic congestion and interferes with pedestrians right in the places where people want to be. So we're producing a lot of greenhouse gases involuntarily.
When curbside parking becomes scarce in high-density residential neighborhoods, Shoup says, the same principle applies. Put a proper price on it, and some spaces will inevitably open up. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.